of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My House of Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Pastor Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. I am very, very, very excited about the show today. Praise God. Getting the opportunity to talk with renowned recording artist, actor, Tony Award winner, Melba Moore. Amen. We're going to have a good time talking about her. Her new project, praise God, amen. The day I turn to you, amen, amen. And you can get this new song pre-ordered on Amazon, but it's going to be released December the 13th. And I'm excited about her being on the line. When she's on the line, she will press one. She'll be ready, praise God, to commune with us, fellowship with us, tell us everything that's going on, and I'm telling y'all, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. Amen. I believe this is her now. Hello?
Pastor J?
Oh, amen, amen. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm doing fine. It's honestly an honor for you to be on the air with us today. And I was so excited when I heard about this inspirational song that you've done. I've been listening to it all day, and it really blessed my soul. So I definitely am excited. So where are you now? Because I know I'm in Houston. Where are you now?
I'm in New York City right now. I'm getting ready to go on a 2-3 month cruise, a Norwegian cruise. In a couple
Awesome.
of days.
Awesome. So for those of you that are just now tuning in or just calling in, we're speaking with Melba Moore, and just want to read a couple of things about you, and then you can expound on them, you know, as we get into the interview. Melba Moore made her recording debut on Mercury Records with I Got Love, followed by Look What You're Doing to the Man. She starred in Pearly, which earned her a Tony Award for her portrayal of Luda Belle. Now, did I say that right? Because I watched the video this morning with the role you played.
You said it very well. You have a nice little sweet southern accent. You said Luda Belle.
And when I say this morning, I say I'm so country, it's ridiculous. But
yeah, that's what you need for that role.
Yeah, right. Now, when I listened to another video of you just recently. I don't know if you were at a church or where it was, but when you were singing, I say, oh, the power in your voice, it is amazing. You have always, for me, been an amazing vocal artist, you know.
Thank you.
Now, right when as we get into, you know, people know you for secular music and disco, and as we go back into the days, and but this is inspirational. This is gospel that you're singing. Because when I was listening, it touched me, and I started thinking about some things I had went through, and I had to call on him. Now,
that's
what brought about this project?
Well, I guess starting to get into the process of recognizing that I don't care what you call it, it belongs to God.
Mm-hmm. And, come on.
You know, being born into the Catholic religion, being black, mm-hmm. and then finding out that I was born again, I can't sing opera for commercial aspects. Yeah. The Lord didn't kind of make a way for that just yet, and he's made a way so that we as Afrocentric people have a lane of our own. So I said, well, mm-hmm. wait a minute. I'm colored too. Can I please praise God too?
Yeah. Yeah.
But coming into the theater and everything was, I guess, very kind of Afrocentric in terms of we're very creative people because God made us that way. And I never studied acting. I'm still trying to get some time to do that. But, you know, we follow his spirit and his calling. And so we come into places that seem like they are coincidental, but they're not. You're being led by him. I mean, if you've seen the video of Pearlie, you know it's about a church. And the preacher is Pearlie. It's really a gospel play. But
mm-hmm.
the people who produced it, and, you know, put Pearlie on, were not sacred people, or, you know, that's not what they thought of it. But I remember having dreams about something, and perhaps it was prophetic, I don't know, but it was in a church, but it was Pearlie. And so as I went along, and I kind of really lost everything. I lost my family. I have one daughter. I lost her for a while. I lost my career. I lost my marriage. I lost everything. That's, I guess, when I really discovered that I was saved, because I didn't really know what that was. And it didn't happen in the church, as it were. It happened when everything else fell away, and it seemed to be the only thing left was God. I kind of realized that's really all there is. And I started to say, well, you know, somebody that's saved wants to praise God. I don't have no music. So, but one of the things that seemed coincidental was that, you know, I was just about to get evicted from my Central Park South apartment when a young man by the name of Michael Matthews called me. Now, he predates the David Talbots and the Tyler Perrys, you know, who really started the gospel musical and then has taken really God into television and films. But they followed this person by the name of Michael Matthews, and he invited me to come out on this, to do a major role in this gospel musical. And there weren't anything like that at that time. It was the late 90s, or maybe the early 90s. And I went out on the road and said, at that time, I didn't know that I was saved, but at the first rehearsal, my dear friend, her name is Dita, she said, "Good morning, saints. Praise the Lord, everybody." I said, "Oh, my God, what did I do, die and go to heaven?" Because everybody around me before them was cussing. I knew something was different.
Right.
And, you know, while I was on the road, I met people like Shirley Murdoch, you know, Woman of God and stuff.
Yes.
And I said, well, I don't know any of these songs. I want to sing some songs. And she said, you need to sing songs that give your testimony. I said, well, what's that? She said,
Yes.
If you were in theater, they would call it your autobiography. I said, oh, mm-hmm. but in the church, it's not just your story. It's what did God do for you?
What
and for people who... What people who are just really steeped in the church and they know that and have been brought up in that and in the ways that we're familiar with now, especially African Americans or Afrocentric people. It means gospel music. It means sacred music. It means religious music. She said that she had come to see Pearlie many years ago and that I was very nice to her. I didn't remember that, but she remembered it. See, that's how God works. And she and her husband, Dale DeGroat, whom she works with, and he produces all of her stuff, wrote these songs for me so that I could tell my testimony and I could sing praises to God, too. That's where it came from.
Oh, awesome. And it's true, that testimony, just when I was listening to the song that we're going to be playing today, Call Me, it resonated with me a lot because, like you said, you know, it's your autobiography. It's something only you can tell.
is something only you can really, when you share it, people can feel not just what you've been through, but they can feel that God was there all along with them as well. All they had to do.
That's the gospel point. It's not your story. And it's history. I love it. It's history.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So, you don't know, but I do want to talk about, because Fighting Temptation was one of my my all-time favorite movies. Me and my children, we sing and do a lot of, creative things. So one of the movies that we love is Fighting Temptation.
Yes, and gospel people are hilarious, first of all.
Mm-hmm. They are.
I guess because we have the joy of the Lord. It's a whole different thing. And, of course, the music in Fighting Temptation is just phenomenal. I just remember that opening song between Shirley Caesar and Ann Nesby. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yes, it is. And actually, they say, talk about music as the soundtrack to life. It really is. Because as soon as that music starts to play, the voices and I'm not sure who put them together like that or arranged, but it's like they matched everybody perfectly together when it came to the who was going to be in the certain songs. Now, that particular, what we really love was
to the rap songs and the hip hop songs, the contemporary styles, all of them were perfect.
Oh, yes. And so how did you get casted for that role?
The lady who directed, I can't remember her name now, she handpicked and went out and got all of these different people. So they knew these styles and the personalities, for each of the roles that they wanted in it. You know what I mean? Like, remember this, the OJ's Eddie LaVert.
Yes.
In the barbershop.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And Shirley Caesar.
It was a high. And the way they casted it, we sit at home and sing that. And like when I played the song for my children and my husband, and everybody was just rocking and singing, and it caught on.
Right.
It caught on.
This is what we. This is really our life. It's the life that God has given us. It's our culture. And Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were essentially, over all of the music that was in there.
Awesome. Now I want to play the song. I want to talk about the project, The Day I Turned to You. How did the title come about for the album? And then tell us about the song, and then we're going to play it.
Okay. You want me to tell you first, or are you going to play it first?
Yeah, I want to tell you how you came. We're going to play it after you tell us about a little bit about it.
Are you going to play the duet between Miss Shirley Murdock and me? I mean,
yes,
who would even think of a combination like that except God?
And when I saw it, I said, oh, my God, this is going to be powerful. But I knew it.
And something
you've never heard before,
because who would think of it,
Who would think of it? Who would think of it? But it's brilliant. It is brilliant.
But I should say, too, now, Shirley and Dale, her husband, wrote two other songs on this album that I want folks to listen for when they get the album. And one of them is called Praise Ya. And it's not Praise You, it's Praise Yah, the name of for Jehovah. Yah, Praise Yah. And another one was, which is really kind of what she created for my type of my personal testimony, is called I'm Still Here. That's besides the ones you're going to hear now. I mean, I was over and under the moon when she decided she was going to sing one with me.
Oh,
that's calling me. Excuse me if I'm excited about it.
Well, I mean, I'm excited about it myself. I mean, I've been talking about it all day. Well, really all weekend. Because I did an interview with a young man that does gospel hip-hop rap. And we always talk about the testimony, and we always talk about how no one should be able to tell you what you can sing
right.
or what you can rap or what, because
right.
this has to come from within in order for the words,
right.
you know, to really mean something. It has to come from what you've been through. So however God uses you to convey that, you know, we as children of God and as brothers and sisters in Christ should be able to say, oh, my girl is singing. My, you know, my brother, you know, he's finding it, you know, he's finding his
yes.
his way, you know.
And
so,
you feel that with them, yes. And this,
yeah,
this
yeah.
Album really is executive produced by me simply because it's
mm-hmm.
over the different years I've been finding my voice with the help of these incredible songwriters and producers and with my spirit
mm-hmm.
and my seeking God so that nobody else really could be in charge of it. Maybe that's why it's taken so long, because it couldn't go the normal route of going to a record company. Matter of fact, the record company
yeah.
is mine, and I've called it Shout Glory. That's my record company.
Yes, yes.
As I've
yes.
learned, as you know, from God showing me what he's doing, and when he wants to do it, we progress that way. So it's exactly as you're saying, your testimony has to come from you, because it's coming from, that's your relationship with God, that he gives you the privilege and permission to share with the rest of the world. So it has to come through those particular channels in order to happen.
My God.
And
that's
Call Me, and how Shirley, and how she brought her husband and all of her, you know, expertise to help me tell my testimony and share it with me.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm telling you, it's a powerful song. And for those of you that are listening, you're about to hear it. And you can hear our excitement about it. But I'm telling you, this song, and like I said, you know, this is something you want to play when you're going through the hard times and when you're delivered from them. Come on. And you're on your next.
Yeah, amen.
Next. You know, journey. It's in both areas. If it's too heavy, if it's too much, I can listen to this. If I know if I've gotten my victory or I'm in my shout, I want to listen to it. Cause, well,
yeah.
Anyway, I need to go ahead and play this. And I want you to stay on, and we'll be right back. This next song coming
Thank
to
you
is by Melba Moore. Call Me right here. On My Gospel Phone.
When you're down and out, and you need a friend,
you need
oh, yeah.
a friend.
When you need
Welcome back, welcome back. You are listening to My Gospel Soul, where I'm having a good talk. That's what I like to say, a good talk. Some people like to say interview, but I like to say a good talk. Because I always believe that God, when God brings people together, he's just introducing his children to each other. So it's not an interview, it's a talk. And I was going to go a certain direction, but I love to do what God tells me to do. And in your bio, I was reading, and it says you have a deep passion for children, especially those who are abandoned, abused, and born with AIDS and addicted to crack. And the reason this touched me is because I'm HIV positive. I have been in a lot of different places where the children are forgotten about that are positive, that are dealing with this, you know. And I think it's so wonderful that you are allowing people to know that you would help, or you would talk, or you would do events just to lift the spirits of those that are infected by this disease.
And hopefully more than that, to raise funds so that we can continue to work on finding cures and prevention, so that we don't, either by lifestyle or other means, you know, just find out how we can prevent us even going into all that misery.
Come on. Amen. Amen. And I believe that it's a blessing that you use your platform to even just, you know, because sometimes people think it's about them. But, you know, God was just showing me as I read up on you and studied on you and went all the way back to the beginning. And I said, look at how God, your life, God has been there all this time, and he has brought you through many things, and you're still standing. You're still, you're letting people know from the gate, this is God, you know, God did this, you know. I see you also.
Well, it seems like the more you can.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
The more you stay on the journey, and it's always a learning when you realize it's really not about you. If you're going to be valuable and powerful at all, you have to try to continue to get stronger at receiving whatever God has given you, and it continues to get more and more and more powerful because he wants you to be more and more and more like him, so that you can. He came and did all that suffering to save the world. Now, we can't save it, but we can try to imitate him. And after a while, you finally see, especially if you are a celebrity, that's really not about you.
Come on, amen.
You know, because we're so pampered and pandered too, we can very easily lose sight of the fact why God has given you this kind of power, and it's his, it's him, it's not you. And he's put it on you to see if you can take his yoke upon you and start to discover how it will be made easier, not only for you, but to help relieve the pain and the suffering and the disease of all of those around you. And that's what makes you shine, that's what makes you a star.
Yes, that's true. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk about you are working on an album entitled Forevermore. I love the title. Love it. And it's with your new label, More Music. Did I say that right?
You know, I haven't paid so much attention to that. I'm not sure what the label is going to be, because we're working with several different incredibly talented and just good songwriters and producers, and it's going to be contemporary R&B. We've been working on it for quite a time, and so I'm not quite certain it's going to be, but some of the music is just phenomenal. It's not inspirational or spiritual in that way, but it's just the best of what God gives us in terms of contemporary R&B.
Yes. Well, I sure look forward to hearing it. And also, you working on an autobiography?
Well, kind of, but that's a work in progress because, well, I'm trying to discover what God wants. I'm going to try to start fairly simply so that I can learn as I go, because now it's a time that God has given us for independent business and for entrepreneurial progress and moving upwards and being in charge of whatever He gives you. So I want to start small, and I know it's very, 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 very popular for everybody to do an autobiography, but first of all, when you do that, you know, you touch other people's lives, and you have to be responsible for that. That's one of the things I'm concerned about, because I've had some real difficulties and downfalls in my life, but other people are affected. So I want to start simply so that I can stay in control of my story in my life. So I'm going to start with the part that I think everybody can receive, and that's your celebrity status with a picture book or coffee table book, and
right.
perhaps learn the publishing business as I go. And not do any damage to anybody along the way, because there's lots of areas of my story I can tell. I'm not so much fascinated or interested in somebody doing a movie or playing me. This I see now is really not about me. And if I see the way God leads us, you know, small things first, and do not despise the day of small beginnings, it'll all get done. So I want to start with a successful picture book and get a good team of people who are experts in the book industry around me to support me, so that especially the people that are close to me are enhanced by this and they're not hurt by it.
Awesome.
Because when we're so used to these tell-all books and they're devastating stories, but there's more to it than that. And that's been done so much until I think at least I'm beginning to see you need to be a little bit more responsible. And first, since He's allowed me to survive all of this and to have the first perhaps major recording of this period of my life be gospel, let Him show me, you know, what He wants me to do with it. And I'll just tell you everything that I got coming out going on, because I don't know what He wants to do with all of it yet. You don't, and I don't want to make the same mistakes as I did when I was younger and I had all this power and all these opportunities. It's understandable when you first start out that you don't know what you're doing. But when you get mature, you're responsible to learn as you go.
Yeah, wisdom.
I mean, even the gift of fame and popularity is very powerful. So you want to be sure you're doing the right thing with it.
Amen. Well, we definitely want everyone to know that the project name is The Day I Turn to You. You can pre-order at Amazon. Again, the release date is the 13th of December. The song is titled Call Me, the duet, of course, you just heard it. It was with Shirley Murdoch. Powerful, powerful voices coming together. My God. I'm going to be posting your information. I'm going to be posting where the music is located. So
Thank you.
Even after the interview, this podcast, we will be able to take it and we'll be able to embed it in different websites and stuff. So if you can hear the interview,
you
want to get as much information out as possible. I do want you to share where you're going to be at next. I know you said you were going to be on a cruise. Share that information with us so people can know where to find you.
Okay. I don't know all the locations that the Norwegian cruise that I'm going to be on is going, but it'll be like the Caribbean and Nassau and, you know, many of the places in that area. But if I might, too, in regard to this album, one of the things I want to say thank you to the Lord for were the talents of the title song writer, Mr. Herb Middleton. He brought me two other songs on there that I think people are going to enjoy and look for. One is called Champions, and the other one's called Rise, My Sister. But another very, very important aspect of this album is I've included my own style and version of the Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Unless people think, I don't know, we don't call ourselves Negroes anymore, because the anthem is over 100 years old, and back then we did. And the important thing about this song, because I had the aid of the National Black Caucus and the great Dorothy I. Height, who was just passed away now, the the head of the National Council of Negro Women, we were doing community service as well as whatever else we were doing. And I was on a hiatus at the time, and she said, well, I'd like you to sing something at our prayer breakfast. She would have these, what she called black family reunions around the country, and that there were these huge conferences, outdoor festivals. And she said, well, why don't you sing the Negro National Anthem? But I was born and raised in New York, so a lot of our black history, a lot of us don't know. And I said, well, what is that? She says, you don't know that? I said, no. She says, it's Lift Every Voice and Sing. And she said it was written by James Weldon and J. Rosamond Johnson. So I went and looked it up. And so I said, you know what? I bet a lot of black African Americans don't know that we have an anthem, a song that identifies us as a nation. Of course we don't, because we were brought here as slaves. This is very important. So these are kind of important things that I learned as an African American, and I've tried to include in whatever my commercial music is. And it's been very successful, but I have to let people know, this ain't my hit record. This is our national anthem.
Yes. And
so
you're
I
right.
want to point
it's
people out
of,
to that.
And you're right. It's a lot of people that don't know of that anthem. My daughter, she's known about it all her life, but when she goes and sings different places, people are like, I didn't even know that
right.
we had.
Of, too many people don't know. And it's like, can I say this officially? Especially for those that are younger or maybe from the North or the Northeast, it wasn't that long ago that it was against the law. If you were Afrocentric or African-American, for you to read, it was against the law for you to write. It was against the law for you to vote. It was against the law for you to own property. It was against the law for you to get paid for the work that you did. It was against the law for you to worship in religion. So we've got so much to overcome even yet and still.
Yes, you're so right. And it was needed. That was needed. That was needed because even with this generation today, when I deal with my children, they have to watch the Emmett Till and they have to watch these things, you know. And I remember one parent told me, she said, "Why do you let them watch that? It's so sad and it's so." I say, "But it's where we came.
This is our life."
This is what we're dealing with.
We don't know, well, why do we have police brutality? Or why is it okay for somebody to say, okay, you can stop and search, and they only search black people? This is our history, and it's still there. We still have to overcome it. We don't know where it came from. We don't know where to look for the roots of it or why it's still here.
My God. And you're right. And it's such a blessing. That's why I say during those days, we had music like
yes.
the song we're talking about today, Call Me. We had the spirituals. We had someone that cried out and began to sing, and then others came together because we knew we needed strength, and we found our strength by coming together and worshiping and you know, calling for power and you know, for more high.
And this is the real reason why God gave us music. This is what it's supposed to be used for. Not the only thing, but it's why we've survived. Mm-hmm. Music, it's a direct, God says a song is like a double prayer if you speak it. It has the power direct from heaven to inspire us and to empower us to come together and unite instead of just being divided or being distracted or, you know, the things that make us stumble and not know where we're going and not know who we are or what's to be done with the powers that we have. Music does this, and if you don't do this, you kind of miss the point of why you have music, because it's so powerful. You can.
Okay. You're right. So I just want to thank you for coming on my show. I am so honored. And I want to thank you for everything that you've shared. Of course, I'm going to keep following you. And
thank you.
I just look forward to just witnessing what God does with you in this season, because this is needed right now.
It's what He's doing with all of us in this season. We look at each other for inspiration, all of us.
Amen. So
so
I'm Pastor Lee. Thank you for being a bright light on the radio here to show us, you know, good inspirations. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, I don't wanna hold you longer than I need to, but I just wanna anything that you need, if you would love to come back on the show at any time, please just let me know.
I would love to. I can tell you that now.
You are welcome. You are welcome.
Thank you.
And let's pray, because I don't wanna, you know,
absolutely
get off the air without prayer. I wanna pray over you. I know that you're getting ready to do a lot of
Thank
different
you.
Things, but we want to pray that God continues to pour into you. We are all vessels, and He's going to pour
yes.
you out. Whatever He deposits in you, He's going to pour out, and those that listen are going to be blessed. And I believe that in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you today. I thank you for this woman of God coming on the air, sharing with us what you have given her to do. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue to protect her. You continue to keep her. You continue to pour wisdom into her, Father God, as she goes this next journey, Father God. Lord, talk with her, glory to God. And everyone, Lord, that is around her, Father God, Lord, we apply the blood of Jesus to their lives, Father God, that all
Amen.
Will be a light, glory to God. The light that sit on the hill, they cannot be hid.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for
Amen.
It right now, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing with her, Lord, and continue to open doors. Open up doors that no man can shut, and close those
Amen.
Doors that no man can open. And we thank you for
Amen.
It right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And everything you pray for me, I pray for you, Pastor Jay.
Amen. Well, God bless you. And I want to thank everybody
thank
so for
much.
Tuning in to My Gospel Soul. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. Y'all stay blessed.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends